The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
I really missed you.
I missed you! Why have you not been in my life? It's been about a year, it feels, it's not.
It does, yeah. No, I mean, that was a slight exaggeration, but because you fucked off and left
me. Okay, should we just get this straight? No,
I don't think we should. You fucked off and left me.
You booked a week off.
You fucked off and left me.
The same holiday as you, and you didn't turn up. So fuck you for leaving me in Havar for a week to party.
Oh yeah, dear. It sounds like you had a terrible time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look very vibrant.
You look refreshed as well, but it's just because you just naturally ooze refreshness.
I naturally ooze refreshness. I don't think anyone's ever said that to me because I naturally just ooze. It looks like I'm about to die.
I was going to say ooze vodka or tequila, but...
Tequila. So, yes, anyway, we are back. The dating show is back. Cece is back.
I am back.
We are back.
We're a little bit excited about being back. We've had a week off, guys. That's it. But we're just so fucking excited. We're making it a big thing.
Because it's been such a long time, Cece and I... We sacked off the guest because we said no. It's been too long since we caught up, so it's just going to be Cece and I. So I imagine that's a lot of people switching off now. So actually, it's just me and you now.
Wicked. We can just talk properly now. Then let's talk. Right, what do we need to catch up on? I feel like our subject's pretty relevant. Our subject is friends with benefits, by the way. So Pete, we need to catch up on friends with benefits, don't we? Because this could be. I feel like it's your forte.
An accidental forte. It's not something I specifically look to.
Oh, that makes me feel a bit sorry for you.
Achieve. It's an accidental forte. Oh. But yes, so the subject this week is friends with benefits, but we're still going to have the weird, wonderful dating news, listeners' questions. Cece and I are also going to play a different game this week.
Yeah.
This is Cece's game.
This is my favourite game ever. And I've been told off many a times for going too low. People have left the room when I played this game, and it's called Would You Rather? So if you don't know what that is, it's like that thing, like I'm going to keep it really mild for this one. Would you rather drink a cup of tea or a cup of wee? That's like the mild version of Would You Rather? But Pete and I are going to get low.
We're going to get low.
We're going to get low.
We're going to get low.
So
how low we going to go? We're going to get low.
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 Low. Low. So, before we do that, oh God.
I missed you so much. I want to hug you. This is annoying me. I've dropped the pen. I'm pissed off now. I want to hug.
I really want to hug as well.
I want a fucking hug.
Do you know what? It's one of them things. I started to get used to you not being in my life for a little bit.
How dare
because,
you?
Well, because I had to put it to the back because I really, really missed you last week. And then it obviously I haven't been able to see you.
I might cry today. Do you know, I'm going to put it out there.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Go on, do it.
Okay. So,
right, should we stop being so wanky now and let's actually talk? I'm going to wipe my eyes. This is me pretending that I've got a droopy eye, but actually I'm crying. Can you give me your sex book?
Well, I was just about to go in. Have you missed the sex book?
I'm very excited. Can't you tell today? Like, I'm really fucking this show up. There's no...
No. I was just about to go into the sex book because I know that's something that you've really missed.
Yes.
Because where have you been doing your learning since I've been gone?
I had so many things to say then, but
I'm sure you did.
Refrain from saying anything. Pete, tell me. Come on, teach me.
Educate. Okay. So this week's sex book kind of, it goes in with... some of the things that we spoke about a few weeks ago on the show, different types of, in fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you what sex book is first, otherwise I'm going to give it away. The Stranger.
Okay. Is it when...
The Stranger.
Is it when you're having sex and you're so drunk that you forget who you're having sex with, so then in mid-sex you go, oh my God, I'm having sex with the stranger, but it's actually not. It's someone that you regularly... Oh my God, am I there?
No.
Oh.
But every week, your explanation is always better than mine. No, it's not. Do you remember we spoke about different types of wank?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So you've got a poser's wank where you knock one out in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
posh wank where you use a bit of lube or a fucking condom, or you just jazz it up a bit. You've got romantic ones where you can light a candle and just have a little wank in the bath. You know, whatever it may be. Phil Collins in the background, I can feel
it. Sounds so pathetic.
Either way, the stranger is another form of wank.
Okay. Oh, can I guess it then? Can I guess again?
Yes.
Is it when you wank with your left hand or the hand that you don't usually use and then it feels like a stranger?
No. Close, actually. Close.
Go on.
So the stranger is defined as sitting on your hand long enough to cause numbness and then pleasuring yourself with that hand to elicit the feeling of someone else doing it. So if you sit on your hand for a long period of time and your hand goes numb, or you make your hand numb and then you wank, you can't actually feel that it's your hand. So it's like someone else is wanking you up.
Hang on.
It's called the stranger.
It's fucking strange, because when you get numb in your hand, you know, we obviously want to do this to kind of get the blood back in, circulation going. But that's not going to, if I was to wank myself off, it's not going to make me think, oh, I can't feel it on my vagina. I can feel, like, I don't get it. No, I don't get it.
You can't feel your hand, but you can feel, obviously, you can feel it on your vagina.
So the sensation is more intense?
Well, yeah, because it's like someone else is doing it. It's like, do you know what I mean? Because you're not really, you can't really.
Oh God, don't do that, actually.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't, you know what I mean? It's, anyway, sorry, I don't know why, I just finished it off with a Spider-Man then.
Do you know, a friend of a friend of mine, was with a guy, and he...
A friend
decided to come, and he threw his cum at the wall.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Oh, is that what Spider-Man is?
Yeah, so basically a Spider-Man is if you come in your hand and then throw it at someone's face, like a web, or throw it at a wall or whatever else, it's called a Spider-Man.
I learned so much, honestly. I just thought that was a weird little thing to do, but okay, it's an actual thing. It's called the Spider-Man. I'll inform that friend of a friend of a friend and let them know.
There's loads of different. You've got the Houdini. Houdini's a good one. It's where you come, but you sort of come in a place where the person that you're having sex with doesn't know, and then you leave it for them to find later. So it's like it disappears.
That's fucked up.
And then, do you know what I mean? And then you might leave, and then later on they'll sort of go down to sleep, and then they'll put their face on the pillow and there's a load of cum on it. And it's like, oh, that's where it is. Oh, funny guy. That's a Houdini, because it just...
Wow, okay, but let's move on.
I've got so many for you, different types of wank and cumming terms.
Okay, well, why don't you put that into Would You Rather?
Okay, could do, yeah. Well, what I might do, I might actually write...
So gross.
I might write a book.
On what places to wank?
I might just call it Wank with Pete. The Dummy's Guide to Wanking.
I'll read it.
Yeah, you will be the only one, I'm sure.
I'm sure I will, because it sounds disgusting.
but you want to read it, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Secretly, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Wank, I think that could be a Times bestseller.
To our weird, more weird and wonderful dating news, because as if what we haven't spoken about is weird enough.
Yes, let's move on.
Yes, to more weird and wonderful dating news. Weird.
Yes. I'm so sorry to everyone listening.
Yeah.
As you can tell, Cece and I are just far too excited today.
We're like children.
We are like children. We are children.
Weird and wonderful. That was not your phone fucking up then. That was me and Pete just being childish again. Weird and wonderful dating news. I'm going to crack on with a woman sends hilarious message to her ex after he wins a medal at the Tokyo Olympics. When was that? Last week? That was last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is 2:20. So Kiwi triathlete Hayden Wild won the bronze medal at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, and a live TV crew happened to stumble on his ex-girlfriend watching his success in a bar. The New Zealand broadcaster of One News passed a microphone around the athlete's hometown to interview some of the fans following his success. When the camera turned to a woman and a group of friends, she said, "Oh, I went to primary school with him and he's grown up so much. And yeah, I'm really proud of him." The reporter went on to ask if she wanted to send a message to the local hero, to which she replied by looking directly into the camera and saying, "I regret breaking up with you." Oh, wee.
Oh,
Oh, that's a winning. That's a winning one.
Also, just for the record, it is the Olympics that has just finished.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because of COVID, it's still the 2020 Olympics, but they just did it in 2021.
So CC's really into sport, really understands it.
Yeah, you obviously watched a lot of the Olympics, evidently.
Clearly, and thought that there was one in Tokyo last year as well as this year.
Yeah, happens every 4 years, Olympics, babe.
I did think that, but my mind didn't work in that way today. I'm still excited.
Understandable. Very
understandable. So this Olympics, excuse me, that had been postponed, that had happened. That's pretty fucking cool. That's one way of trying to get someone's attention, I'd say. And also it's quite... you know when you want to know that your ex misses you?
Yes.
Boom.
Actually, that's a good point. Do you want to know if your ex misses you?
Well, I like to feed my ego sometimes. And sometimes my ego likes to know, yes, your ex misses you. Especially when they're an arsehole.
That's quite selfish though, isn't it?
Yeah, massively. But if they're an arsehole, then I feel like that justifies it. Whereas if it's a nice, kind human that I want to like have a nice, happy life, then yeah, I think, oh, I hope you're happy. But if it's an arsehole, which are generally all of my exes, then I hope they miss me.
Who wouldn't miss you though?
Oh, that's so kind.
Did you have to think about that for a minute then? Was that not, did he say something nice or not?
I can't. Well, I'm all about being honest. So I had to really think about like what was my honest answer. And yeah, I'd like to think that everyone does.
I miss you on a daily basis, babe.
I miss you on an hourly basis.
I miss you on a minutely basis.
I miss you every second.
Oh God. I'm not being made to cry.
So fucking emotional. Yeah. Do you need a little wet tissue?
I do need a little tissue. Yeah.
This show is going so well. It's going to be really gross for people that just don't get us.
I know. Today's show is basically a love fest.
I'm sorry if this is the first time listening. We don't always operate like this, but today we do because we've had...
two weeks away from each other.
Yeah, haven't spoken for about an hour before the show. So no, we
Oh, it's actually really sad, isn't it?
Pathetic.
Yeah, we are pathetic. What are we?
Pathetic, but we love it and we like it.
We love it. We love being pathetic. We are two pathetic peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Oh. See, you like that, didn't you? And for anyone that doesn't know why we keep doing that, that is the circle of love.
Love. You can use it. It's fine. You can take it.
Yeah. You can just say that's a PC special.
We should get a T-shirt with that on, and then everyone that sees us, they're like, oh my God, that's CC and Pete dating show. Jesus Christ. Like, circle of love.
We should actually fucking do that.
Done.
We should get some hands on the front in the circle and on the back it's a heart.
God, who are we?
Can we do that when we go for a drink? Can we wear them?
Yep. Yeah, we can, yeah.
Yeah, CC and I have turned into a modern day Chuckle Brothers. Just two strange people. Right, next up, this headline. Again, I like to make you close your eyes when I read the headlines. You ready for this?
Yeah.
My sister is engaged to her stepbrother.
I had to open my eyes after the title. Sorry, that's... Okay,
yeah. Go. So my sister is engaged to her stepbrother who bullied me relentlessly as a teen. A woman's dad married a single mum with a son 2 years older than herself several years after her own mum passed away. She said he was nasty and would bully her for how weak and thin she was, which was due to a health problem that she's still dealing with. They were kids at the time. When she left for college, she cut all ties with him but stayed in regular contact with her sister as they had such a great bond. The 23-year-old said her sister usually told her everything when it came to dating, but that she'd recently begun to hold back. She assumed it was because she was away from home and busy with college work. When she went home to celebrate her sister's birthday, she noticed her sister and stepbrother were sitting unusually close for the entire day. After she opened her gift, she said she had some news. She talked about their mother's death and all they'd gone through. She then asked the stepbrother to join her, and they lifted her hand to show off a ring before announcing they were engaged. The sister was shocked, not only that her sister would get engaged to someone who they'd grown up with as a family, but someone who had bullied her so badly. While the stepmom and her other family members started calling the couple all sorts of names, the sister calmly left the party, not wanting to get involved in the arguments, and went to comprehend what she had just heard. The sisters haven't spoke since the engagement announcement. Now, the bullying part of this is horrific. Should never bully someone and whatever. But my sister is engaged to her stepbrother. That's the bit for me.
I mean, I've got stepbrothers, so the thought of that makes me feel sick.
Exactly. Like, obviously, they're not blood related, so it's not illegal what they're doing, and it's whatever, but it's still fucking weird.
I mean, I know we've just said about, you know, the brilliant part is enough on its own, but that as well, like, what about this? What about your sisterhood, your bond? You're like, you know, like, no, just war.
Yeah, well, obviously, the bond with her brother is...
Have you ever fancied a cousin?
No, because, well, all my cousins are men, for a start. so none of them do it for me. But no, I haven't got a particularly tight family. I've not got a particularly close family, so I don't really know my cousins that well. But
yeah.
But no, they're mostly blokes, and yeah, you know, if I was going to shag a cousin, it wouldn't be a male one.
Good.
How about you? Do you fancy one of your cousins?
No, I can't say I do.
Cece, who in your family do you fancy? If you...
Go on. You can do it anyway.
I mean, if you had to shag someone in your family, who would...
No, we're not on the game yet. Wait, give me 5 minutes. I need to warm up for that question. Jesus. This is awful. That's horrible. Horrid.
But no, on a serious note, for anyone that listening that may be engaged or shagging their stepbrother or stepsister or whatever else, obviously it's not illegal and you're not doing anything wrong, but it is fucking weird. I mean, imagine, like, having kids. Mum, Dad, where did you meet? Well, I'll tell you where we met. Our mum and dads were shagging, you know, Nan and granddad, and then we got brought up together like brother and sister, and then we thought, you know what, one day, rather than go out and find someone else, I'll just nip to her room, climb up the bunk bed and give her one.
I mean, look, you can't help who you love, right? I just caught on to the end of what you actually just said. That's so gross. You can't help who you love, but that is, there are lines. Like, if my sister came home and said, I'm decided to get engaged to our stepbrother, I don't think I could speak to any of them. I just think the whole, just how they had that big old family argument, I think that would go down very well in our house. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just a bit weird.
More than weird, yeah.
Yeah, it just seems weird, doesn't it? Just because of the title, like brother, sister, even if there is a step in there, it's still brother, sister, and I just find it a little bit weird. So yeah, that wouldn't go down well.
Okay.
Certainly wouldn't go down as well as the stepsister did. So, anyways, moving on from brother and...
weird and wonderful dating news.
Brotherly and sisterly love. You are listening to The Dating Show on FUBAR Radio. We don't always talk about incest, but thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for the subject.
So, I think it's time for the subject.
It is, which...
I feel like this is a dangerous one for me.
This is. I think we're going to get you in trouble today. So, if... all want to hear Pete get into trouble, stay tuned, because I'm about to ask lots of interesting questions to our lovely friend Peter. So, Peter, weird and wonderful dating news, friends with benefits. Friends with benefits. So I'm going to throw it out there, big ambiguous question. How do you feel about a friendship with benefits?
I think it can be great. I also think it can be disastrous. I think it all depends on the type of... So, okay.
Okay,
here we go. It's time to get fucking serious. Listen, friends with benefits could be, and I think in this term, it's a fucking great thing. When you meet someone and neither of you are really looking for anything more, but you enjoy being around each other and you become sort of friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. That is great. Both know what situation you're in. You both know what kind of where your head's at, and you become friends with benefits. So that's people that have sex that don't want anything more, but they enjoy being around each other and they do kind of friend stuff, but then sort of fuck at the end of it. Great. Ideal, perfect scenario. Mm-hmm. If you have a friend that you then start having sex with, dangerous.
Oh, so you're saying that if you...
Let's say you go on a date. Yeah, you go on a date with someone, because this is still friends with benefits. You go on a date with someone, you both sort of say, listen, I'm not really interested in anything, blah, 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 but you carry on sex together, but you enjoy spending time and you become friends. That's friends with benefits, isn't it? Because you're both doing whatever you're doing, but you're still doing stuff together like friends, and that's great. And you become friends with benefits from the outset. when you have a friend that you've been friends with for a period of time, just on a friendly basis, and then you start having sex with them, that's fucking dangerous.
Yes.
Because at some point, friends with benefits will always finish and it will always end. If you're both on the same page, it can end quite nicely.
I hear you.
You have a friend that you then start having sex with, you're at risk of losing that friendship. And that is never worth it. And you shouldn't do it.
So weirdly, I've never thought about it in that way. I've always seen friends with benefits as sort of something you would maybe... like the first version of what you said. So you meet and then you decide to be on friendship and then, you know, and have sex as well. I have never really thought about it, about, you know, a good friend that I would suddenly sort of then start sleeping with, because for me, it that term friends of benefits, it is not that thing. It's entered into something completely different. Once you're sexually attracted to someone, they no longer are in that friendship bracket for me. Mm-hmm. I don't sleep with my friends. You know, I have lovely male friends and they are friends only for that reason, because once you cross them, again, this is all me and my personal opinion on it, but once you cross that line, you are entering into dangerous waters, because someone usually gets emotionally attached, and when that emotional attachment is there, then it's no longer a friendship.
Yes, completely agree with that. But it does happen, trust me.
So Pete, hasn't this happened to you quite publicly?
Yes.
So you were friends with someone for a long time.
And very long period of time, yeah.
Very long period of time. Then you crossed the line.
But I mean, to be honest with you, that was slightly different, because it was more than friends with benefits, that. But I think...
So it went into a relationship, friendship thing in between something?
No, it didn't kind of go into a relationship. It went into a very complicated area of something. But I think that it was, the problem with that was that because of the press and everything else, they called it friends with benefits.
I see. So that wasn't your label. That was
No. It wasn't a friends with benefits thing, like per se for us. But then because friends with benefits, I think, has got a negative connotation for women, mm-hmm. but not for men. Mm-hmm. If a bloke's got a friend with benefits, it's like everyone's like, yeah, sweet, mate, great. Mm. But for whenever it's a kind of a woman, people kind of go, well, do you not want more? Like, do you not have more respect for yourself? All that sort of shit, which is really sad, because that shouldn't be the way. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you went somewhere, somebody you're seeing someone, and you went, no, I've got a friend with benefits though, people would be like, oh. What, do you know what I mean? Do you not feel like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I guess it maybe because now I'm in my 30s, it's different. I don't feel judged. In my 20s, I'd have been like, oh my God, I can't have sex with someone who's not my boyfriend because I'll be judged. Now I'm like, I know what I'm doing and this is my choice. So it feels like it's okay. But I read somewhere that when women have sex, a chemical is released that isn't released in men, which is like that. It's like a release of it kind of changes it into being more lovey than a friendship. So that, and I, from experience, you know, once, it's almost like once I sleep with someone, I'm like, ah, shit, I'm there. I kind of start to like you now. So I... you know, that this is what I'm saying today isn't like, you know, revolutionary. That we all know that women sort of fall or tend to fall a little bit deeper. So why do we do it?
Is it just women? Do you know what? Let's keep the friends with benefits chat based on a joint agreement, because what I find interesting about that is how that ends.
Well, the one I just described.
Well, yeah, because if you have a friend with benefits, generally, I think there's actually, hold on a second. I've got some notes here, Cece.
I've got some notes.
Scientifically, it is very hard to keep love out of lust relationships. And friends with benefits is a lust relationship. As well as endorphins and dopamine hormones, there's a chemical in the body that actually pushes us to form a deeper connection.
This is what I'm talking about. Don't you just love it when you're right? Go on, carry on.
Oxytocin.
Oh, okay.
This is produced by the brain when you're attracted to another person, and it encourages heightened sexual arousal and the process of falling in love. It doesn't say it's just women, though.
This is so interesting.
So before you start, sticking up for the men here, because we do also have feelings and endorphins and shit.
And oxy thingy majiggy.
And oxytocins, yeah. So if you start... And I have done this. I've had friends with benefits a number of times, and it's all great where you meet someone and you just agree to be kind of friends with benefits and whatever else. But at some point, someone always does end up catching feelings. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that you have a friend with benefits and you both kind of go, right, well, do you know what? Mm. I've sort of actually met someone I quite like. Should we call it a day? And they go, yes, sweet. Listen,
yeah.
What normally happens is it's all great for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and then someone gets feelings. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as someone gets feelings, friends with benefits is gone. And if you don't want a relationship, and it can either go into a relationship where you start doing things properly, or you end up hurting someone and it becomes a fucking bitter, horrible mess. I don't know any friends with benefits that have been friends with benefits that have ended nicely.
I know. Yeah, I totally agree.
And that's kind of been my experience with it, is that all friends with benefits that I've ever had have always kind of ended badly because someone's wanted more, or they've been on a different page or whatever else. And because you've never had that kind of meaningful conversation about stuff, then when it does happen, it's quite awkward and weird because you've kind of got involved in something that you didn't really know a lot about. I kind of think that's what friends with benefits is.
I actually think it is probably more, you're going to set yourself up for more hurt doing that, because when you're friends with someone, when you first meet a guy, you know, talking about women, you know, we're a bit more like, you're not going to share everything. You're not their friend yet. Friends, you know, friendship comes with time, as does a relationship. So when you're friends with someone, it's like you almost trust them a bit more. So you've already upped the level of what it is. So then you add sex into that and you're basically in a really great relationship because you're friends with your person that you're having then great sex with, and the sex is great because you've got a friendship. So what the fuck is it? It's like, it's always going to end if it is just a friendship, especially for one person. How is that going to be a happy ending?
Almost everyone says, when they say, what's your kind of dream partner? They say, I want like a best friend who I'm fucking ridiculously attracted to.
I mean, I've heard that so many times, Pete.
How many times do people say that? And then you think, well, friends with benefits, basically, isn't it? So you're right. How do you, if you start creating that kind of friendship bond with someone and you're having sex with them, what is to stop you thinking, well, hold on, this could be the person that I should be with?
Have you ever been in the moment when you're so in this, you know, the act, where you think that maybe you're in love when actually you're not? It's just that, like, that lust love thing is, there's a really fine line because it's so great and you're so in it and it's like, fucking hell, I love you. You don't. You just fucking lust that person in that moment.
Yeah, 100%. Lust, love and obsession, I think, are very different things. I think there's three forms to that. Obsession is a completely different thing. And also, I mean, I think friends with benefits is a great thing.
Okay.
If you're both on the same page.
I mean, have you ever met anyone? I mean, you just said yourself, you don't know anyone. Have you ever been in that? How do you think it's great? Have you ever been in that where it's worked out?
I've been in it where it's worked out for a period of time and then it has got a bit weird and then it has to stop. And then maybe 2 years later, it's been revisited. Do you remember the good times we had? And it wasn't that kind of deep because you stopped it before it got to that deep level of people really falling out.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Someone always kind of finishes it, I think, because they think, well, this is getting a little bit too much. If you do it at that point, I think it's okay. If you don't do it at that point, I mean, listen, but I'm emotionally detached a lot of the time anyway. And I take myself out of emotional situations.
I need to borrow a bit of that and I can apply it to my life.
And I can do that, and that's not a very nice thing to be able to do, really, but yeah, I can do that. I can detach from emotional situations. And I don't know why that is. I think that's probably, you know, we've discussed different things before. A fucking fear of
protection,
protecting myself, whatever it may be. And I think if you can do that, then friends with benefits is a great thing. If you can't do that, then it's a fucking terrible, awful thing.
It's finding two people on that exact same page. And I don't know anyone that, you know, is equal for that amount of time that you're having friends with benefits, sexual friendship, relationship, whatever. I don't know anyone that's equal the whole way through.
I do think it's inevitable that someone will get stronger feelings.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's inevitable that would happen. And I think, you know, if you are, and also that you've got this thing, if you're friends with benefits, what are the rules?
Oh, shit, the rolls. I haven't even thought about that.
What are
oh,
the rolls?
God.
So if you're friends with benefits, so let's say you've got kind of got the, you know, this friends with benefits relationship, maybe once, twice a week, or however often you're seeing this person, you're having sex and you're having a good time together, and then you go out one night and you meet someone who asks you on a date. Do you go on dates? Because you're not seeing someone, you're not with
him. Yeah.
You've got friends with benefits. So should you still be able to go on dates? Yes, you should.
Yeah, but I would feel weird about it. I would feel like maybe I have to tell that person, or, and then for me, I couldn't have sex with two different people.
Because
that's when the line would be like, whoa, no, no.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. If you are doing that, then you have to be open and honest about that with your, you know, your friend with benefits or whatever it may be. But also then, if you're not doing that and you have just got friends with benefits and then someone asks you on a date, and then you do feel weird about it, then technically, are you friends with benefits with that person, or are you seeing them? What's the difference between is friends with benefits actually a real thing, or is it just a way of people going whoop with the fact that they're actually seeing someone? Now, I actually think it probably is you're seeing someone and you just sort of go, no, we're friends with benefits, because it makes you feel better and less intense about
the situation.
Control
of the relationship.
You're in control because I've given it a name.
I've labelled it.
It's
a friendship. You know.
And it's a friendship. No, we're just
mates. I can do what I want. Yeah.
I have sex. I can do what I want. I'm still free. I'm still, I can do this. I can do this. I'm not seeing someone. But actually, you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it depends what level of this friends with benefits is, because you've got, do you just meet up and fuck? Because that to me is a fuck buddy. Friends with benefits is you actually go out, maybe do things like that friends would. You know, we go for drinks, you go for dinner, you go and do all that sort of stuff. That's what friends do.
See, I would then think I'm seeing that person.
But then is that actually then seeing someone? So what's the difference between fuck buddy, friends with benefits, seeing someone, relationship? So is it all just a stage that no one really has an answer for and they just like to label it at different points?
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think it comes back to the what... Controlling a relationship makes you feel like you are less vulnerable. Nobody likes to feel vulnerable, whereas I personally think vulnerability is one of the most beautiful states you could be in. But you don't want to be vulnerable with someone who is labelling you as a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's a really messy crossover, because there's also like, you know, you have a shit day at work. Do you call your friend with a benefit and say, I've had a really shit day at work today, like I want someone to talk to, and then you go around, you have a chat about it, you share your shit, you share the bad day, then you've created another bond, because then that person's consoled you and said, well, you know, maybe your boss is a twat or whatever it is, and then you have sex, you know, and then it's like, well, so now are you my person? Because that's what you would do in a relationship. You'd go home and tell your partner.
So I think that's how to define the stages of what you're doing, is what the emotional attachment and what you're sharing and the vulnerability you've got defines what label you're putting on saying. Fuck buddies, you meet up and have sex. That's what you do. You go out with your mates, they go out with your mates. Where are you? Let's fuck. That's a fuck buddy. Yeah.
Right.
Friends with benefits, I think, is when you go out and do fun stuff together. You go for dinner, you go for drinks, you do whatever else, but you're not sharing your emotional self with them.
I would be a shit friend with benefits then, because I could do that. I couldn't just have...
But you can sit there, even if you had a bad day, fuck it, come out for a drink with me, I need cheering up. And you go out and you have fun together, and you don't necessarily have to have sex, but you have fun together like you would a friend, but you don't sit there and go, right, well, this has happened, blah, 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 blah. If you then move that on and you do have that emotional thing, then you're seeing someone. Because you're sharing your emotional, so you're sharing your personal vulnerability with them. Then that leads you off, and if you're seeing someone, that's because you think it could lead into a relationship, and then that's when a relationship comes. So I think that is how I would define it personally. Fuck buddy, you just fuck. Friends with benefits, you enjoy spending time with them, they cheer you up, they make you happy, but you don't share you.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
If you do, then you're seeing someone.
Then I've seen everyone. Because I do not know how I wouldn't share me. It's just natural.
But what I mean by that is, you know, you've got people who, you've got friends.
Yeah.
You've got people that you couldn't live without, like me. But you'll have friends who you work with or whatever else who are your friends. So you can go out and have a good time with, but you wouldn't tell them all your deep, dark secrets and how you're feeling about everything. You'd just have a good time with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get inner circle, outer circle. Yeah, I get it.
So friends with benefits has got to be your outer circle. As soon as you move to inner circle, do you see what I'm saying? But the problem with that is obviously when you are having a sexual relationship, I mean, you automatically feel closer and more intimate with them, which makes you think you can tell them stuff. But if you do that, you move from outer circle to inner circle, which makes it in the bubble of seeing someone and relying on someone.
100%.
And because I think friends with benefits, you don't have to rely on. Friends with benefits are there because you have fun, we have a good time, we have sex.
That's, I think that's a good way to put it. You don't rely on that person. And when you start to feel like you are, then it's coming to something different.
And if you only want friends with benefits, or you think they only want friends with benefits, as soon as you start thinking you rely on that person, or not needing, but wanting to talk to them about when you've had a shit day and all that sort of shit, that's when you either think, fuck, now I want to be seeing this person, or I want to take it further, or fuck me, I'm off. That's actually, I've never thought of that before, but that's how I would define those things. And I think that's probably the only way you can, because it's all just labels for the same shit, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think this all comes back down to knowing who you are as a person and what you are capable of. For me, myself, and what you want. I know I'm too emotional. It wouldn't work for me because I know I would get attached. So if you know that about yourself, don't play with the fantasy of the idea of, oh, I can do this. You know, it's just a friend. You know, we're just having sex and we're both pleasing each other. It's fine. If you know you're not, you're that type of person, then just don't do it, because it will just lead to lots of pain. And then you've got to get over that friend. Then you've lost a friendship and you've lost sex.
Yeah. And I think the only way that you can do that, really, even if, let's say, because I don't know why I've just given it four stages.
I like it.
But let's say you're fuck buddies with someone, and that is just sex. That is the thing that you do. It's your booty call. Do you know what I mean? Whatever you want to call it. When you're out, we've all fucking been there. Where are you? You know, it's 11 o'clock at night.
Hang on, you're saying fuck buddy and friends with benefits are two different things.
Completely. Fuck buddy is just someone that you're sleeping with. So that's when you go out with your mates, they go out with their mates.
Jeez, these labels, I can't deal with it.
Whatever it may be, and then at 11 o'clock at night, where are you? And you just have that kind of sex, whether it be drunken sex, or you just have sex, and then it's kind of like, you have a little fucking chat, and then everyone's gone, and that's just it. And everyone knows what it is. Friends with benefits is someone that, for example, let's say, Cece, you and I were out for drinks, and you had a friend with benefits, and you say, come join us. And they'd come and have a good night with everyone, because that's kind of, with all your like friends, whatever it may be, and they're more part of your life, but they're part of your life that you enjoy being around, and it's happy, and it's whatever else, but that you're not giving them your emotional self. Does that make sense?
It does. I just don't.
Whereas your fuck buddy, you wouldn't invite a fuck buddy out with your friends, because they're a fuck buddy.
Yeah, I get
it's just you two that fuck and do whatever you do. Friends with benefits is more part of your life, but they're still on that outer circle of life.
I think I'm just behind with the times.
Well, this
shit is confusing me. Like, fuck buddy. Buddy means mate. And then I get what you're saying. Like, if you're just literally fucking somebody.
But listen to it like this. So what's the first word in fuck buddy? Fuck.
Yeah.
So the emphasis is on fuck. What's the first word in friends with benefits? Friends. So the emphasis is more on friends.
Right. And then you're seeing someone, and then you're in a relationship.
This is just, by the way, for anyone that's listening, and same for you, Cece, I've just made this up. So I've just decided that that's how I can make it make sense. So that I'm not saying that this is right, but that to me makes sense. That you have a fuck buddy who is just someone that you don't really share anything with, but you fuck. You have friends with benefits who you enjoy being around. They make you happy. You have a really good time with. You can go out. You can go for dinner. You can do things that friends do, and you have sex. And then you're seeing someone because you've given them something emotional, and you think, fuck me, this could actually go further. And then you're in the relationship. And I think the only thing to work with, or the only thing to do, is your favorite thing in the world. What do?
Communicate.
There you go. That's the only way any of that can ever work, to people to be on the same page and know at what point of that scale you want to stop.
Yeah, even with the communication, though, I would probably still tease and lie to myself, you know, because I'd be like, I've got this, I'm fine, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's, if you are an emotional person and you are entering some dangerous waters, going into that, if you can emotionally detach and you know that that's a thing that you can do, then it's messy. It's messy, messy one.
The whole thing is a messy, messy, messy situation. And I think it all just comes down to knowing what you want and what they want.
Yeah.
And listen, them...
Being honest with yourself first, before them. Be honest with you.
Yeah. and then knowing the different, because these are all, again, these are all just labels and terms, and life doesn't ever work out in labels and terms. You can't put everything in a fucking box.
No, but everyone seems,
but exactly, but everyone seems to want to put things in a box. But if you have to, then that's probably a good way of looking at it and understanding where you are with what you're in. But I don't.
If it feels good, I think.
Do it.
Do it. But if it starts to feel messy or you're reevaluate it, yeah, and be brave enough to step away.
100%. Be brave enough. And also, and this is probably more, you know, hypocritical for me, but also be brave enough to step in.
To step up. Oh, God, fucking get this. I love it when we just make up these things and we're just fucking...
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, be brave enough to step down and be brave enough to step up.
Can we have that on our T-shirts?
We fucking can, yeah. Be brave. And I think for you, it's probably... And this is why we are the yin and yang of the dating show. Because for you, it's probably be brave enough to step down.
Oh, I know, it is.
And for me, it's be brave enough to step up.
So we both need to be a bit more brave in our lives.
We both 100% have got to be more brave. And, you know, you're emotionally just extra. An absolute delight and a fucking fabulous person, whereas I'm emotionally fucked. So this is why I need to be more like you, Cece Coleman, because you are the light of my life.
Well, I need to be a bit more brave like you because I get emotionally attached very quickly and it leads to pain sometimes.
But... So
we can take a leaf out of each other's book, I think.
If we, yeah. Do you know what? If there was just a little bit more of me inside you and a little... If there was a little...
Hey.
If there was a little bit more of us inside each other. If there was... If we...
Yeah. I'm going to go with there's a bit more of me inside of you.
Well, I'll try anything once. If we could be more like each other.
Yeah, there we go.
With no insertions. Oh,
if you were here now, I'd hug you. I would. That would be me bonding with you. Hugging.
There we go. Hugging.
So, are you ready to play a game with me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to play a really educational game called Would You Rather?
Right.
I'm a bit of a pro at this, by the way.
I'm not. I think I've only ever played this drunk. Yeah.
You're about to play the Cece-vised version of it.
Okay. Will you warm me up first with a little bit of foreplay?
Yeah. I'll tease you in gently. So are you ready? Would you rather? So basically, I'm going to give you two scenarios and you're going to tell me which one. If you hesitate, usually when you have a drink, if you hesitate, you just have to shot your drink. What can I do? What can you do?
I mean, I've got a bottle of tequila here.
I have actually. I've got a bottle of Patron. Patron, would you like to sponsor us, please?
Oh, well, I mean, no, we can't.
No. Okay. Oh yes, we can. Oh, we can. We've been told we can. Our producers just said we can drink if we want. No, I'm going to be absolutely chollied.
I mean, I don't mind because I'm a sort of a functioning drunk. Our producer is actually, I mean, this is when you know you've got a good producer, when we're talking and she's writing messages in the thing saying, do it.
Okay, so we're going to go and get some Patron then?
Do you want to do it?
I mean, I haven't got pineapple, so this is, how am I going to walk away? I can't walk away. Let me check what's in the fridge, hold on.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we got the tequila. This is how you play, okay? So you pour your glass of tequila. I'm so glad yours is a double shot as well. I don't think I can do a double shot.
Fucking do it.
Me. So basically, we ask each other a question each. And if you hesitate, because some of the questions are quite gross, you have to do a shot. Does that make sense? So I might say to you, Pete, right, what would you rather? Would you rather sleep in silk sheets or would you rather sleep in Egyptian cotton? And I don't know, then you shot your drink.
Right, okay.
I'm ready. So I'm going to start with you. This is a bit easy, actually. Would you rather watch someone have sex or watched?
Be watched.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather watch your parents have sex or your siblings?
Siblings. This is horrible. I don't like it already.
Okay. Okay, what? Why siblings over parents?
Because your parent, that's the last thing you want to see, is it? Isn't it? Your parents doing what they did to make you. So it makes me feel sick thinking about it. But I think I could probably watch that over my parents. And also, you know, your parents are a bit older, aren't they? At least okay. I can say to my sister, hey, just don't be cray cray. Just, you know, keep it mild so that I, you know, almost pretend you're not.
Okay, so I mean, that's gone from who would you rather watch or what would you rather watch to you actually giving advice on how they fuck before you watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're right with that?
I've got it.
Okay, question for you. Would you rather have amazing sex that lasts 5 minutes or average sex that lasts an hour and a half?
5 minutes.
Interesting.
Of course it'd be 5 minutes. Why would you not want an amazing 5 minutes rather than have an hour and a half of, oh, fuck me, can I come yet?
Yeah, but like never, like say ever again. Like it was the last time you're ever going to have sex.
Then five minutes because it's amazing. And do you know what? That's actually a really good point. Because a lot of people think that if you fuck for, we had this conversation a little while ago. If you fuck for 4 hours, it's amazing sex. Well, it's not really.
No, it's not. Actually,
sex is amazing based on the connection. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, CC and I are knocking on a bit now. So, and to be honest with you, if you get 5 minutes out of me, well done. that's normally 4.5 minutes of cuddling afterwards as well.
Yeah, I agree there. I would rather get, it is not all about the length. It's not all about length of time.
Right, okay. I was going to say, what are you in, more length or girth?
That's not a question on here.
Oh, right, sorry. That's not part of the game. I was just interested.
No,
you're not going to answer. No.
No,
okay. Okay, no. Fine. All right. Would you rather someone come on your face or your tits?
Tits.
Oh, was that hesitation?
That was not hesitation at all.
Okay, one. Okay, this is going to get really bad, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh my god, I can't believe we're playing this. I'm trying to, you know, I'm reading the ones that are on here that are slow mild, but the other ones in my head are terrible.
Okay. Go terrible.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have sex with an ugly man and a huge dick, or a pretty man and a small dick? Oh, shut!
Oh, sheesh, shit.
Come on, CC. Fuck.
Okay, hold on.
Oh. I'm walking away from...
Oh, that was still fucking tangy. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck a duck. Wow, okay, grapefruit juice. The same as pineapple juice. Jesus.
CC, oh, just going in for a double
sweet. I'm moving on.
Okay.
Pure juice, fine.
Excellent, healthy.
Oh, fucking hell, why do I taste so bad today?
Well, probably because you've not had anything else to drink today and you've just gone straight in on the tequila. You're not in Croatia on holiday.
Oh, this is not going to help. None of this shit is going to help. Okay. Fucking hell.
Before we move on, you have to answer the question. So, ugly man with huge dick or pretty man, small dick?
How long do we have sex for?
No. It's just an...
Come on, I've got questions.
Well, okay, but I don't know how long either of them have sex for. I don't know how long big dick, ugly man or pretty man, small dick have sex for. So it's just who would you rather have sex... Or what would you prefer?
Okay, so if it was like 2 minutes sex, then I'd...
No, it's not enough. It's just what would you prefer? We're not discussing positions. We're not discussing how long it goes on
for. How ugly is ugly?
Elephant man, ugly.
Oh, then the pretty man.
Okay, pretty man, small dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So anyone listening?
Okay.
If you are, okay then. If you are pretty with a small dick, CC is up for it.
Okay, question for you. Would you rather, this might be a bit mean.
Go on, do it.
Would you rather have sex with Chloe Sims again or Megan McKenna?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I feel like that's two shots worth. That is two fucking shots.
Cece. Wow. Do I still have to answer that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
do you need another shot? Because that is some hesitation. Oh, that isn't
hell.
Yeah. Just shit. You need a shot just for not trying to find an answer. Come on.
Chloe.
I've never seen you struggle so much.
Oh, well, the thing is, like, Megan's a really good friend of mine now. And obviously we were in a relationship with Chloe. I've known for a really long time, and it was very emotional. That was an out of order one.
But, oh, should I take it back?
No, I don't mean out of order. Like, Megan's got a boyfriend, so I'm going to say Chloe.
Okay. Fucking hell. Should we move on?
This show's gone downhill, isn't it?
I think our producer's left, actually. She's gone. And Pete and I just want to drink shots now, so...
Should we go out?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Shot together. Oh, fuck off. Final shot together for what? Just of how gross we are.
Go on then, we'll do one more together. We'll do one more together. So we haven't seen each other. We haven't seen each other for a little while. So for everyone, if there is anyone still listening, pick up a drink. Have a drink with Cece and I. We want to say thank you for listening to us every week. This is probably going to be the last one after that game. Cup or come. Piss or come, sorry. So, Cece, I've missed you. I love you. Shall we cheers and have one last shot?
Yeah, go.
Yours is a little half shot, though. But
no, it's not. Look, it's full. It's so full.
Here's to Cece Coleman.
Here's to Peter Wiggs. Cheers. Hell.
Beautiful.
I love it, but bloody hell, I need that pineapple juice. Right, Pete, can you introduce our next section,
Are we not done yet?
We are not done yet.
Yes, of course.
We're going to give some advice like this after three shots of tequila. We're going to give advice.
Fabulous. I think I did four there.
Oh yeah, you did.
You maybe double up.
Who you'd want to shag most?
Yes. Okay.
Your exes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. So you are listening to the Dating Show. You are listening to the Dating Show on FUBAR. Cece and I don't have a guest this week because we've missed each other. So we've just been talking about Friends with Benefits. We've just played Would You Rather, where we have we've done some tequila.
We'd like to be sponsored by Patron. That's why we're drinking.
Yes. Now, because obviously we've done tequila in quite quick succession, it's probably not going to hit us for about 10 minutes or so, which will lead us nicely into listeners' questions and stories. So we're going to start with some dating advice.
This is going to be good, isn't it, after tequila? Yeah.
This is from Jess. All right.
Okay.
And Jess has sent us a question in.
Oh.
Okay. So, Cece, Jess wants to know, how do I go about dating as a 23-year-old virgin? Now,
go on. Wow.
To be honest, Cece and I can't remember being virgins. It's quite a long time ago. But I don't think you should treat it any differently.
I would say also think if you're in that sort of age where maybe, you know, you're on a date and you share that with somebody, I would say go slower. I would say actually maybe take it a bit more slow than you would when we're all like 16 and ready to hump. Like, hump. Do you know what I mean? Hump. Yeah, you know.
Hump.
Yes.
I don't think there is a word to describe sex in a less flattering hump. Sorry, Jess, I'm going to get back to you. I just want to discuss CC humping. So if you have sex, do you then next day go, oh, last night I got humped?
Well, no, I say to the person, do you fancy a hump tonight?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. CC, please tell me you don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
I've said
you
it before.
Please don't tell me.
I'm all right with it.
I've got visions
all
of
right
you.
With it.
Just, you know, walking humping. In, oh. Just walking in your underwear going, do you fancy a hump?
Yeah.
No.
With that P, that little like emphasis on the P at the end.
Hump.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow. Wow. I mean, you are a beautiful woman, but that is not sexy.
Listen, no one's turned me down yet.
Do you want to hump? I'd be like, no, but I'll happily fuck.
I think, Pete, come on, in the moment, right? And you're
there, say hump.
okay, so would you like to have sexual intercourse with me? Is that better?
No, do you want to fuck?
Okay, fine. So back to our lady.
Yes, sorry, Jess.
Jess, don't use the word hump because Pete said it's a no-no. I think it's a good one.
I think for Jess, it all depends on how you see your virginity. So obviously at 23, I presume that you're maybe waiting for the right person and doing it the right way, really, which I think, because it's quite a big thing, isn't it, your virginity?
Yeah.
But some people see it completely differently. Like some people just want to get it out of the way. Some people just want to...
Hump.
So I don't think it's any different dating a virgin to not dating a virgin, other than the fact that you just got to be respectful, but you should be respectful to anyone you're dating. So it depends what you want out of it. And it depends if you are looking for the one and what your situation is, I think. Do you know what I mean?
I would be really open about it and don't sort of let... I would be really open and honest about where you are at. So the person that you have sex with knows this and will hopefully treat it a bit more delicately.
Yeah, completely. I agree with that. I would, let's say I was going on a date with someone and I was three dates in and didn't know they were a virgin. I would want to know straight away.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think the way you then talk and the way you go about things is completely different. Because sometimes if you do go out for drinks and you're dating someone and you have kind of a bit of flirty banter that gets sexual, whatever else, you wouldn't do that if you were dating a virgin, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So you would change. So I think just be open and honest about it. It's actually a really fucking nice thing. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's not anything to be embarrassed about or anything like that. And I don't think it should make you any different to anyone else. So I wouldn't go about dating in any other way that anyone else goes about dating, apart from just being honest about it.
I mean, when I was, 23, I think, actually that wasn't, which is a long time ago, it wasn't such a big deal. Just be honest. If you're honest with where you're at, then the other person has a choice to sort of help.
And be proud of it. Be proud of the fact that you're a 23-year-old virgin. That's fucking good.
Yes, of course.
It's amazing. Yeah. Christ. Go on, Jess. We love that. So yeah, don't think yourself to be any different to anyone else. Just date how you would date and find the love of your life. Happy humping. Happy humping. Should we get a t-shirt with that on as well? Yes. We've got a lot of t-shirts.
We've got a lot. So, well, you mentioned something about a hat the other day and I quite liked that, but you didn't get me one. You had a P on your hat and I want to see.
You want to see? Okay, I will get you one. I will order
how
you
great will that look? Walking around London with a C on my t-shirt and a P on your, oh no, my hat, and then a t-shirt saying second love. Wow, that's a look.
Oh, I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you.
I'm so excited.
I wish we were together now whilst I've had some tequila, because
yeah, so do I, babe. So do I.
I feel like I'm celebrating alone. Even though you're there, you're not there.
I know. What can we do, eh? We're going to do something soon. We're going to arrange after this a little night out. Jess, don't treat yourself any different. Just go and date, do your thing, find the love of your life. Happy humping.
Yeah. Guys, this is it. This is the end where Pete and I are going to, if you want to stay for the next 15 minutes and listen to us drag it out, please do.
Yeah.
This could be extra special because of the tequila. But Pete, I just want to thank you just for being you.
I just want to thank you for being you. I honestly, do you know what? Sometimes I think to myself, I don't know what I did without you in my life.
Same.
Like, I don't know how I survived.
Why did it take us so long?
How did we get to 30 without each other?
I didn't. I had a missing piece.
Yeah, I did. And I felt, do you know what?
It's like my heart wasn't complete. It was like this, but like that.
Cece, you complete me.
You complete me.
You complete me.
You guide me.
To be
a better human.
You guide me to be a better human. God.
Fuck.
Right, guys, so that was the dating show. You can send in your stories and questions by emailing thedatingshow@foobarradio.com. You can also find the Hub the HQ, the home of the dating show, on Instagram, which is at thedating_show. Like stuff, share stuff. They're probably going to cut up a load of things of us doing shots and whatnot.
This won't be included, yeah.
send us messages on there, because we like to read that shit when we're having a bad day.
if you're nice.
I'm going to say bye now because I can't, like, the more stuff that comes out, I just, you know, when you're like, nah, I can't say that either.
Okay, so Cece and I are going to go and have a disgusting conversation after this, at which we can't put over the airwaves.
No.
So goodbye. We love you.
Guys, thanks. Bye.
Bye.